I was just telling you about 20,000 people turning up in Melbourne to protest. Might have been more, actually. Huge crowds, demonstrators in Melbourne. It's been happening around the world because people are, frankly, tired of the lockdowns, the police state mentality. Well, my next guest tells me that it's going to be happening to the Dutch here. Shortly, Piet Hoekstra was U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration. He also served 18 years in the U.S. House of Representatives and was the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Currently, chairman of the Center for Security Policy Board of Advisors. Piet, good to have you back. I know that you have...
Always good to be with you. Thanks.
Very close contacts with, obviously, the Netherlands, the Dutch, but you also keep an eye on what's happening in the U.K. And we were talking in the break. For whatever reason, America gets very little news from outside of America, unless it's something really stunning. And all these protests are going on. We're hearing nothing about it. And you just gave me some news about what's going to be happening as far as lockdowns in the Netherlands. What is their plan?
Their plan is that beginning today, they will be locked down, meaning, you know, stay at home. I guess you can go pick up dinner or whatever from a takeout restaurant. But other than that, the shops and everything will close at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and nothing will reopen until 5 a.m. the following morning. So they will be shut down 12 hours a day, beginning today for at least the next 3 weeks.
All right, so one of the other headlines I saw and read a little bit about yesterday, the Czech Republic has these big Christmas markets in Prague and so forth. They shut them all down Friday. They had all just been put together, these big markets. They're very festive. You know, people come in and they sell their wares for Christmas. Shut down. Destroyed. I mean, these people have one shot at having a successful year. It's gone. And I'm watching as the idea of lockdowns are being put forth by Anthony Fauci again. He didn't say yes, but he said he left the door wide open. So tell me, is any of this working? I mean, Omicron is the big word now. Omicron is spreading. It's like the variant of the week club. So what if there's another variant? Yeah. We have to learn to live with this, do we not?
I think you're right. You're going to have to learn to live with it. But, you know, when this whole process began, they said, hey, we will get the herd immunity. You know, you get to, they didn't give us an exact number. It could have been 70, could have been 80%, you know, herd immunity. And, you know, this will go away. We'll beat it. Here, 2 years later, we're almost at exactly the same point that we were in 2019, the beginning of 2020, because of a new variant, we're going to be locked down, and it's going to be as extreme as it has ever been. The lockdown in the Netherlands is 12 hours. It's about as extreme as I saw when I was over there. And the Dutch were very vigilant, and they actually followed the rules. But at one point in time, it was, you know, you may have more than four visitors to your house at any given time. It went all the way down to, as an ambassador, I could have one visitor to my house per day. And so we're not making much progress. And this is why people are getting, frustrated and angry, because they keep hearing one thing from people like Fauci and other medical experts around the world, and they don't prove to be accurate. They don't prove to be true. The other thing I think that they're getting frustrated about is it seems like governments are much more willing to be strident and oppressive with their own people than they are with, let's go to China. Let's go there. I mean, who's pressing China after 2 years? They still have never been transparent about nobody has pressed China.
Nobody.
The media is not pressing China. Yeah. Nobody is pressing China. I'm going to Italy, hopefully on Friday.
Well, good luck.
Just for a couple of days. Thanks. Just talk to a source who has been sending me stuff for 2 years implicating China and a whole series of things. He's confident that the virus escaped from the lab. But the most important decision and the most important information that he's provided to me is that China consciously made the decision to unleash this virus on the world because they thought that it would benefit them.
But now hold on. Now this is a big deal. If what you're saying can be proven in any way, you're saying that you have a source in Italy, or you're meeting in Italy, wherever they come from, that is making accusations. Obviously, you're the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee. You have a pretty good take on people. It's not just some random individual that you said, oh, you've got this story, I'm going to run over and see. Somebody you've vetted to some extent, obviously. that says that China knowingly released this virus. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And there's plenty of evidence to actually back that up. Remember, in Wuhan, and I think it's January of 2020, you know, the Chinese shut down all domestic air travel to Wuhan, right? That's public information. That's not special Pete Hooks for information. That's public information. Shut down all travel to Wuhan. But they didn't shut down international travel. They were more than willing to let people from Wuhan travel around the world as this virus was starting to take hold. And that's really what facilitated the pandemic.
Let me be clear about this. This is a very important point. This is an important clarification right here. Because what you're saying is exactly true. They let people travel worldwide, but not from Wuhan, not internally in China. So the question then comes, is the accusation that China intentionally infected the world by releasing it intentionally, or intentionally infected the world by saying, well, good luck, we're just going to let it go because we know it's already out? So was the release intentional from day one, or once it was out, it was intentional to say, we don't care, let's see what happens to the rest of the world? That's a kind of an important distinction to me.
Yes, no, I think they've made the, what they did is, from my perspective, they intentionally made the decision to release and allow this virus to spread around the world because for them being ground zero, and again, they have a different set of values. Steve, remember, they don't care if they lose 5 or 10 million people dying. These are the same people who run, you know, who are doing genocide against the Uyghurs, who use slave labor, who use organ harvesting. If they believe that they could have benefited from this globally, that they did believe that they could benefit from this globally, that they then allowed this to spread, consciously make that decision, rather than notifying the world that says, we've got a deadly virus here in Wuhan. Here's where we think it came from. Here's what we know about it. Work with us. Try to localize this. Just wonder how many people around the world would still be alive if rather than allowing this virus to escape.
Well, and it makes me wonder, it comes back to something that I have hypothesized from very early on, and that is I believe that virus was in the United States prior to Thanksgiving 2019. If what you're telling me is true, it would further strengthen that idea that it was here previous to that. They didn't say anything. They let the flights continue out while they were locking down and trying to figure out what was happening with their country and their infection rate. They said, let the whole world have it. I'll give you the last
word here. Steve?
Go ahead.
Perhaps the most convincing evidence is after 2 years, they still haven't been transparent. They still haven't shared what they've known, when they knew it, and those types of things. They're hiding behind this, I believe. And the scary thing is no one in the world is holding them accountable. They're oppressing their own people, and they're letting China walk.
Well, Pete, if you can get this source to verify what you've told us here today, we hope to see you here in a week's time because that would be a huge story on the national stage. Pete Hoekstra, former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, former ambassador to the Netherlands. Huge story, Pete, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick break. Doesn't get any bigger than that. If he locks that in, you'll hear about it right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time, a super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskox.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system.
WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.